This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your captain, your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with the Monday morning edition of Tomorrow's News Tonight, right here as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance and mechanics and construction workers and bulk mail centers and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and check out the all new website for the show, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from the wayward parts of the northern part of Florida, where all that water happened a few days ago, we've got Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Do you still have your life jacket?
I'm still wearing it.
All right, let's say the pledge and get going, then we'll do a little surf check here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was started and formed on Judeo-Christian values. Okay. You're up there where the big old storm, Sally, wasn't a good old girl and just whacked the hell out of you. So what's going on?
Yeah, no, we got bowled over. So and it was a rain event. There was wind here, but there was mostly a rain event. Such a slow moving storm.
Yep.
That flooding is the issue. And right now you've got all the water. Remember, it went north and then it started to go northeast.
Yep.
Got all the water and all the rivers still trying to find a way to the Gulf of Mexico. So all of the tributary rivers are still very, very high. There's bridges washed out. The power is still out to many, many people. The place that I'm relocating to is I can't get to because bridges are washed out. So there's still a lot of people who are displaced by this storm.
Well, there was a bridge that was actually destroyed. Is that correct? It took the middle part of the bridge out, the 3 mile bridge.
Oh yeah. It's big. It's one of the barges went, cut loose with the cranes and a brand new bridge. There's a huge lawsuit that's going to happen about that.
Mm. Okay. Well, let's find out what you think about when we'll have our next Supreme Court justice.
Well, people have to understand point blank that the process doesn't stop because of politics. And I wrote about this recently too. Politics is a government. You know, the second there's a vacancy, the process must begin. It must begin. The Constitution mandates it. So this idea that we're supposed to, well, let's wait to the next president, that's a political argument that's
sure.
being made. That's not a constitutional argument. There's no precedent at all that says we have to have a hiatus for anything. There are no litmus test for it at all. Mm-hmm. The vacancy, the process to fill that vacancy must begin the same day. When we have a president, when we have a tragedy that involves the president, where the president either dies or is assassinated or whatever, they don't say, well, we have to have a time of mourning, or we have to wait for the next election because we don't know which president we really want. The vice president is sworn in, period, dot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we have a vacancy in the Supreme Court, that process starts immediately. When someone
right.
dies in their Congress, that process starts immediately. So this idea that we have to wait, there's nothing in the Constitution that says so. And the ironic thing here is this is what Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself said.
Yeah, in 2016.
When, mm-hmm. 2016. The Constitution mm-hmm. says do your job.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not buying what I heard this time around. Well, on her deathbed, she said she wished to...
No.
I'm not buying it at all because of what she said back in 2016. You still there? Where'd he go? All right, Mr. Frank, I've lost your audio. Don't know why. Let me switch you over here and try this again. Okay, Frank, you there? Nope, I've lost your audio. Okay. You'll have to call me back. But anyway, I get what Frank is. Well, here he is. Okay, let's see what we got. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, we just had a power surge.
Oh, okay.
To answer your question, yeah, no, I don't buy it at all either. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Here's somebody who's dying with family around them. The most precious moments, the end of someone's life, and those are going to be your last words?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know, this sounds like a zealous and activist granddaughter's report about what she thought this woman might have been thinking when she died.
Well, actually, it was her staffer. Her staff said this,
Yeah, if that's the case, it's even worse.
I know.
Because that means her staffer has politicized the moment of death and stolen that moment from the family.
Yep, because I just don't buy it. I'm sorry, I just don't buy it based on what she said. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Find out more about him by going to www.undergroundusa.com, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Moss Family Automotive and their brand new dealership, Moss Acura, on North Florida Avenue. Now, Acura competes very favorably with other luxury brands. The RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand, and it's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and the Apple CarPlay. Now those seats, oh boy, they have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze. Don't forget, the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant and an automatic speed transmission. The best news about Moss Acura is you get the high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Now each vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and more added features. Veterans, active duty military, first responders, church pastors, and church workers, too, all get huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. So check them out today. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, or visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You will save a bunch of money. That way, I guarantee it. All righty. Frank Silvato's back with us from the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
All right. There are a couple of big cases that are coming to the Supreme Court on the docket right now. This is another reason why it's so important that they wind up getting another justice appointed as soon as they can do it. November the 10th, my friend, is when the Texas Obamacare constitutionality case comes to play, where Texas voted down Obamacare. Remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a big case.
Of course it's a big case. You know, let me ask you this. Do you think the same people who are screaming that we should wait until after the election to seat a Supreme Court justice in a vacancy are going to say, let's hold off on this decision, too?
Probably.
You know, let's just not do this. Let's not hear the case. Let's not do this. I think the best chance that they have, knowing that the polls are not very accurate and that Trump has got a sizable lead over Biden,
he does.
I think they want this decided immediately,
mm-hmm.
because a 4-4 tie would kick it back to the appellate court.
Yep.
You know, so will they be hypocritical on that? Will they say, oh, yeah, we should have that decision because the business of the country must go on, but don't seat that vacancy because mm-hmm. that's not fair to the people. What's not fair to the people is telling us that a president has less than 4 years to have presidential authority to do anything because elections have to bleed over into his presidency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The president is the president until he's not the president.
July the 20th of next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until he leaves office,
mm-hmm.
the power of the presidency goes all the way to that date. And that means if he wants to nominate a Supreme Court justice, he does it. And I do want to be very clear about the difference between last time and this time. And these people who are screaming hypocrisy on Mitch McConnell, and you know I'm not a big fan of Mitch McConnell.
Yep.
But his explanation has intense merit. The last time there were opposing parties in power between the presidency and the Senate, and the Senate was elected to throw checks on a runaway executive branch that was doing anything it wanted to at any time,
mm-hmm.
and just literally just puking on the Constitution.
Yep.
This time, both of those chambers, the Senate and the executive branch, are held by the same party who are simpatico in their ideology. And that means the president's will isn't being contested because the people voted the people into office this way.
Mm-hmm.
The people have already voted on who should be appointing this justice's vacancy. We don't need to wait to see what the people want. That's the argument they're going to make. Let the people decide who should sit on the vacancy.
That's what I heard.
They already have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the second one is December the 2nd, when the Mueller investigation decision comes around about the FISA court and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean these are important cases.
Yep.
I'm sad that they have to be done at 4-4 because it complicates the process. But this is why we need a full complement on the Supreme Court.
Yep.
It's also why we don't need to pack the Supreme Court. You've got nine capable people in there when you have. Nine is a very, very good number. The last time this court was attempted to be packed was when Roosevelt was in office.
Yep.
And it was a political threat then, too.
Yep.
He wanted to pack it unless he got his way.
Yep.
You know, so this is a political move. And I can't stress this enough, and I've been saying this since we've been talking, Matt. Politics is not government.
Mm-hmm.
We have been duped into believing that when Pelosi gets up there and says, well, my caucus says this, mm-hmm. or Democrats don't like that, I don't care. I don't care what Democrats think, and quite honestly, I don't care what Republicans think. Once you're elected to office, you represent your people,
yep.
your constituency, all of them, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, all of them. You need to leave your political parties at the door and do the job that the people sent you there to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not your party sent you there to do, the people sent you there to do.
Yep.
So this idea that politics is suddenly the way government just is, we've accepted that, but we don't have to.
Yep. Now, let's delve into the California situation for a moment, shall we? The Archbishop in California chimed in about the worship restrictions and told the parishioners in San Francisco yesterday, we need to vote the bums out of office that created this mess to begin with.
Good. Let's get back to the original way it was supposed to be in the United States of America and allow people to preach from the pulpit. They
mm-hmm.
did it when we were going through the revolution. They did it in the days after the revolution. They did it for years until this idea that there's a separation of church and state was bastardized. That was in a letter from Jefferson to the Danbury Baptist Church that said, there will be a wall of separation for ideology. We will not be imposing a Church of the United States on any religious demographic. Mm-hmm. You are free to practice your religion. Today, for some reason, we've got morons like Nancy Pelosi and AOC and the people on the far left who are saying, you can't have religion in the public square. BS.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what the Constitution says. I'm very happy he's speaking out. And the only thing the government holds over houses of worship and religious houses and religious organizations is that 501c3 status. That's the only thing they hold over him. They can't punish him for jack. So it's time. It's time. Let the church, you know, churches, it's a tough decision, but let's just say, okay, take your 501c3 status back then. We like freedom of speech and freedom to practice our religion. And when we know something's wrong as a body of spiritual people, we're going to say something about it.
Now, we had an almost tragic situation in the New York City subways over the weekend. Apparently, an individual took a bunch of construction debris, threw it down on the tracks, knowing full well there was an express subway train coming in their direction, probably traveling around 50 or 60 miles an hour, and when it hit that, it would go off the tracks. Well, it hit it, and it did jump the tracks, and the only person that was injured, thank God, was the engineer who banged his head up against the windshield. There were very few people on the subway and no other people that were hurt. But they caught this bird because he was seen on video, and they saw him and they got him before he got off the platform.
Oh, good job. And hold this guy accountable. Every single person that was on that train, it should be a count for attempted murder.
Well, I believe that's the way it is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every single person that was on that train is a separate count, and they should prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. I'm waiting to hear that this person was protesting something.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting to hear it, because obviously none of the lives on that train mattered.
Yep. It'll probably be today when he gets a rain. We'll hear about it.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear how this guy, if he's got a good lawyer, his lawyer's saying, shut up, you know, but if this guy's an activist and he did this to protest, we're going to hear something today. And if it turns out to be the usual suspects, then Mr. de Blasio, boy, you know, people in New York City should have gotten rid of him a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, here comes the music. We'll let you go till Friday, and we hope by then you don't need the life jacket.
Okay, stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Salvato up there in the panhandle. And, of course, he's been in the flooding. As he said, the big problem is the flooding. UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com, the website. Check him out. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a political firestorm with both sides speaking out about the vacancy on the Supreme Court after the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Joe Biden says President Trump's selection of a replacement before the election is the latest administration outrage.
The infection this president has unleashed on our democracy can be fatal. Enough. 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 We must come together as a nation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells ABC she's not ruling out launching impeachment proceedings in order to block the president's nominee.
You take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. We have a responsibility to meet the needs of the American people. When we weigh the equities, protecting our democracy requires us to use every arrow in our quiver.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, my uptown girl, Donna Fiducia, former Fox News anchor. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, at the Double D Ranch with her husband, Don, with all the horses up there. And that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone, is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. And in the times that we're living in right now, someone needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You'll get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of service. So if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or even Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you for $100 cash today and a brand new windshield. All right, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone is here with us. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and how are you this morning?
Doing just hunky-dory, considering the circumstances we've been presented with on a Monday morning with all of this uncertainty over the Supreme Court. But you don't have that problem in football. We had some real definitive winners, although one won in the last, what, 4 seconds of the game?
Yes, there was a couple barn burners, as we like to call them, Captain, and that was the Dallas Cowboys came back. Down 39-20 in the fourth quarter to win
40-39.
Wow. The Falcons had the debacle there at the end, just kind of a fold. They fold in the Super Bowl, and now they fold in a regular season game like a Chiefs is just unbelievable. There might be some changes up there in Atlanta, Captain. Dan Quinn, the head coach, special teams coach, defensive coordinator. Just crazy how you let this
happen. Wait a minute. Isn't that where Dirk, what's his name, went, our old coach?
Yeah. Now he's doing fine. His offense is putting up points. So, you know, I don't know if they'll make him in term coach, get another go around or bring in another guy for the head coach job or defense coordinator. I can't see someone not getting fired to allow, you know, 20 points in the fourth quarter late. Very, very bad. Very bad. So all Dallas Cowboys fans are happy though because, they came through and, won the game. So, that was one of the better, you know, exciting games out there. And then the overtime game, the Kansas City Chiefs and the L.A. Chargers, Chiefs won 23-20. That was a great game. And Brady was successful and won his first game as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. They, you know, he's never started 0-2 in his whole career, Captain. Pretty amazing.
Who's the running back that they got that was there was a story on him was, I guess, they got him at the last minute or something like that, and he scored a touchdown yesterday?
Yeah, Leonard Fournette. LSU running back, Jacksonville released him, and Tampa Bay picked him up, and he's been a good addition for them. Again, Carolina's defense is a little rough this year. They're probably going to be in the bottom tier this year, a little bit of a rebuilding year. New head coach, new quarterback. So we'll see what's going to happen there.
How about the Green Bay Packers?
Oh, they're playing well. Aaron Rodgers was looking like the old Aaron Rodgers. He had something to prove this year, and he's proven it. Let me tell you, that guy is looking good against Minnesota and Detroit. Two formidable, you know, division opponents. So that's going to be something to see the rest of the year. Aaron Jones is running like nobody's business there, too. So they have the running game and the passing game going, Captain. They look good. The Ravens look very good. Lamar Jackson. They beat the Texans in Houston very soundly. So that was very good for them. The Colts, Phillip Rivers, beat the Vikings. The Vikings are just amazing. They are 0-2. And there are a lot of expectations with Dalvin Cook, Kirk Cousins, Adam Thielen. A lot of good players on that team, and they didn't make it happen. Buffalo Bills won 31-28 against the Miami Dolphins. That was a good game down in South Florida. And the Tennessee Titans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 33-30. They've been talking about, Captain, that the Jaguars are just not even going to show up to try to get Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson quarterback. But Gardner Minshew looks good at quarterback for them, and they're being very competitive each week. And the Broncos lost to the Steelers 26-21 there at Heinz Field, and they'll be home this week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And all the New York fans, New York Jets just look really rough, Captain. Just can't seem to put it together. They lost 31-13 to the San Francisco 49ers with a backup quarterback, Nick Mullins. Jimmy Garoppolo, former New England Patriot quarterback, now has been hurt, high ankle sprain. So we'll see how
that was an ankle sprain?
Yes.
I heard him say this morning they thought it was Achilles tendon. I was watching a sportscast when it came on here.
Yeah, they were fearful of that, but they're saying high ankle sprain. But if you feel that way,
better for them if it is. All right. Well, how about baseball? How about the baseball?
Yeah. Well, we're getting ready for the playoffs here. We'll see how the season goes this week, Captain, as far as, you know, MLB is concerned. And the Rays are still above the Yankees. The Twins are going to make the playoffs. The Cubs are going to make the playoffs. That's how that's all shaping up. Okay. It'll be an exciting way they've done it. You know, yesterday, the Twins beat the Cubs, the Padres beat the Mariners, the Nationals put it on the Marlins. The Angels are having a tough time out there. Joe Madden, hopefully, will rebound next year. I want to see him do well. He was a great manager for the Tampa Bay Rays and the Chicago Cubs. So that's the way. Dodgers, they lost yesterday to the Rockies. So
I know what I wanted to ask you about. Didn't Albert Pujols set a milestone over the weekend?
He did. Yeah, Albert had a nice weekend, and what a great ball player.
He passed somebody on the all-time list. I think he's, what, number four now or something?
Yeah, for home runs, you are correct, Captain. Yep, he sure is. So he's been a stalwart ball player. He's 40 years of age now, 659 home runs. Amazing, Captain, amazing career.
Who did he pass, Willie Mays or somebody?
Yes, yeah.
That's who he passed?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay.
So, yeah. So that was very interesting in that realm. And then hockey. Let's not forget hockey. Okay. Will the Tampa Bay Lightning rebound against the Dallas Stars? It's going to be now. They're up 1-0 the Dallas Stars. So we'll see if the Lightning can come back and win the game tonight. And don't forget Monday Night Football tonight, John Gruden and the Las Vegas Raiders in their own home stadium, brand new stadium.
Now, I heard a joke yesterday that they got a new audible in Los Angeles called Cindy.
the Cindy Gruden. Yeah, Derek Carr was joking around in practice and said, Cindy Gruden, check. And John just looked at him like, you crazy. And everybody fell over laughing, the coaches and everything. He said, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah, let's keep it. So, you know, you got to have fun in sports, too. And it'd be better if we got back to sports and more fun instead of platforms, Captain, to say the least. And I'm sure your audience feels the same way. And hopefully we'll all come through this crazy 2020 year. It's been something else, Captain. And you know, last but not least, if I can be of help to anybody out there during these crazy times with their insurance needs, need a second set of eyes, Medicare season's coming up. Anything I can do for you, veterans, please. Captain will tell you, take care of people. I can be of help to you. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Always a pleasure being on the show with Captain on Mondays and Fridays. And then please check out our sports show from 11 to 12 on Sundays on this great station. Captain, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless the audience. God bless our military and our police personnel and our teachers. You know, let's take care of everybody, our firefighters who risk their lives saving people. So let's not forget that in our military personnel. That's what it's all about, Captain.
All righty.
Thank you for your service. God bless them.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback, host of the Sports Zone over there Sundays from 11 to 12. And, again, you can hear him on my flagship station here if you want to tune him in. All right, well, when we come back, we're going to have the beach and boating forecast. And before we wrap up today, I'm going to tell you who these people are who probably are going to get their names mentioned a lot as to who might or might not be nominated in the next scheme of things, in case you don't know them. There's also a judge out of Florida, a Cuban female, female Cuban. And Leo down there in Miami was telling me about her here. And hello to Leo in Miami and the Cubanos for Trump. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now, I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's going to be time for the beach and boating forecast, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay happens to be the largest franchise of all of the 232 locations across the United States, many of which are within the sound of my voice right now. 29 ports here in Tampa Bay, over 500 boats at your disposal. Come on down and become a member and find out what being a member of the Freedom Boat Club is all about. Now, today, Monday, it's going to be windy, and I do mean windy, with a small craft advisory out there. Winds will be out of the north-northeast most of the day from 18 to 35 miles per hour. Now, it's going to be a windy day in the water. Seas will be at least 3 to 4 foot. It'll be very choppy. There may be some higher swells out there when you get in the Gulf, if you get in the Gulf. But remember, small craft, you're advised to stay in port. Now, the Gulf water temperature is 86 degrees. The bay water temperature, 83 degrees. We had our high tide at 4:32 a.m.
Our low tide coming around at 10:47 a.m. And by the way, it's going to be windy all day long, at least until dark. Now, part of this is because of the low pressure system that went across Florida yesterday, and the other part is because of this tropical system Beta and the big field that it's got coming back out this way. You got one storm that went one way, one storm that went the other way, and we're kind of like right here on the edge where the winds are trying to decide what to do next, right? So there you go. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. And since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time in the water with your friends and family while you sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of that great, great Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. And you know, you get reciprocity. If you join down here and you want to go, say, to Lake Mead in Nevada, well, guess what? They've got a Freedom Boat Club there. You can go right out there, give them a call, reserve a boat, and you're on the water. Or wherever else they're located at. Again, 232 locations across the country. So give Freedom Boat Club a call today at 855-FREEDOM. The number is 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. The website again, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you because you're going to save a bunch of money, and you're going to also find out how great they are to work with. So there you go. There you go. Now, the Supreme Court nominees, the president says that we're going to get a woman, and I know who the top women are that he probably is going to toss into the mix, because we heard about them when we first told you about this on Friday and Saturday. And one of them, I'm going to start with Florida. One of them is a former Florida Supreme Court justice appointed in 2019 by Governor Ron DeSantis, and she is the first Cuban-American woman to serve on that court. She was then nominated to the 11th Circuit Court by President Trump in October of 2019. Now, her name is Barbara Lagoa, Judge Barbara Lagoa, on the 11th Circuit, U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and she is definitely in the mix. Now, the one everybody keeps telling me is at the top of the pyramid here is Judge Amy Coney Barrett. She is with the 7th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. Now, back in 2017, her confirmation to the federal bench was contentious, to say the least, with several Democratic senators questioning whether or not her faith, you heard me right, her faith expressed in prior speeches would influence her jurisprudence. Now, this is what Senator Dianne Feinstein said. Of course, she's a Democrat from California. She said, "The dogma lives loudly within you, and that's a concern." To that, Judge Barrett responded, "It's never appropriate for a judge to impose that judge's personal convictions, whether they arise from faith or anywhere else, on the law." Now, Judge Barrett also was a former law clerk for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. She is reportedly the top pick in the race, reportedly. But, again, with the Cuban-American that I just told you about, Judge Barbara Lagoa, she may also be in the mix. Now, you've also got Judge Joan Larson from the 6th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. Now, she was a former law clerk to Judge Scalia, who delivered one of the tributes to the late justice at his memorial service in March. She served in the Justice Department office that produced the legal justifications for the enhanced interrogation techniques, including waterboarding that critics have called torture. She was on the Michigan Supreme Court since only 2015, winning a state election a year earlier when she was tapped for the federal bench in 2017. She is on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals now. In her case, you know the Democrats are going to bring up about the waterboarding and the enhanced interrogation procedures. In the case of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, they're going to bring up the religious issue. And in the case of Judge Barbara Lagoa, I'm not sure they've got anything they can bring up on her. But they're going to make life miserable because they don't want these people in office. They're going to do everything they can. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at these people, if it's possible, to stop this nomination from going through. But as you heard Frank Salvato, none of these people that are complaining and griping and moaning about, oh, it's too soon, and oh, the president this, and oh, the president that. Well, guess what? Not so fast. Not so fast. Because the crap about Mitch McConnell, and I'm calling it what it is, crap, the argument will be that McConnell is doing something inconsistent with his past actions, but actually he's not. McConnell believed that when the voters had put opposite parties in charge of the executive branch and the Senate in an election year, it should be the voters that decide which party they wish to see settle the question. But in doing so, he kept the historical precedent, and that is that 70% of the time, a justice on the Supreme Court was decided within 45 days. Well, don't forget to stop on by Dominique's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominique's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store, too. Say howdy, howdy to them, and check out all the great things that they have in there. Don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, you can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, Jill is just so good to the customers down there. Stop by and find out what it's like. All righty. I'll be back tonight. I'm sure we're still going to be talking about the Supreme Court justice. We may have some new names in the pot. Who knows? But in the meantime, stay safe, stay careful, stay healthy. I'll see you tonight.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.